1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
This story was told to me by a firefighter that's on the job right now that happened to him when he was a fire recruit. Meaning, he was in the academy training. And of course, that's probably the time in your job when you're most gung-ho, where you live, breathe fire. You're wearing the firefighter t-shirts every day, the hats, and you're going through the academy, and you're just, yes, everything rocks and on the lookout all the time. So he's out walking his dog one night.
It's like going to Top Gun, isn't it, fireman?
It is. When you guys first started out, I'm sure on the air, you were gung-ho DJs. And
we were.
Lived and breathed. Well, this guy's out walking his dog, and it's duskish. And
recruit guy. He's walking his dog.
Yeah, out walking his dog.
Don't you have a dog at fireman school, fireman gym?
No, don't have a dog.
But he's at home now, right? He's not.
We had a dog mannequin to rescue, but
really?
Yeah, just for props for the training. It could be a dog there.
All right.
You never know.
Right. Okay, fireman Jim.
Walking the dog, and he spots a house, about half a block down. Looks like there's smoke coming out of
it. Of the dog?
No, out of the house. Not the dog. Out of the house.
Okay.
So let's investigate. As he gets closer, he notices it's really coming out. Smoke. So he's like, time to swing into action here.
I'm a fire recruit.
Right.
It's always time to swing into action.
Exactly. So he...
just like Bronco Billy.
That's what Clint Eastwood said, yes.
He gets on his cell phone. First thing he does, 911. House fire. Bam. Gives the address. Puts the phone in his pocket.
Feeling good.
He's going to go in now. So he,
I'll get a head start on
this. The house
is
puffing smoke, apparently out of the basement pretty good, so it could be basement fire. So he gets to the side door and starts pounding on the door to see if he's home.
Wake people up.
And, you're pounding on, doors, waiting 5 seconds seems like an eternity.
Sure.
So he's pounding. He said he waited maybe 10, 15 seconds. Decides, well, now it's time to kick the door in.
Yeah.
Because he knows it's a residential house.
That's what I do.
Why not?
I come over to Bob's.
Gives me 5 seconds to answer the door.
If there's smoke come out of his house,
out the door in 15 seconds, I start wailing on
the
thing.
And you know how to open it. Yeah, how you get a door open, right? When you... kick a door open?
You get it right at the lock part there.
Well, you mule kick it, too. You don't want to come in frontwards.
You go backwards with your foot?
Mule kick it.
No, you can't swing up like you're kicking a football.
That's not good.
Like punch with your foot.
Mule kick. I'm going to remember that. All right.
So he turns around. He mule kicks the door. And the thing it opens immediately and boom, boom, and closes on him. Wham!
He hit it so hard it bounced back and closed again?
Right.
Well, this sounds like the kind of man you'd want on the fire department.
Right, so he kicks it again. It's a quick kick.
It actually slammed shut. While
Then he just kicks it again. Bam, bam, he just kicked it again.
All right.
And the same thing happened.
Maybe you should lighten up a little, fireman.
Right,
Jim.
That's what exactly what he
take
said.
A couple of
he goes, well, I'm
not
hitting it
kick.
Too hard. There must be a wall, 90 degrees, whatever. So he does a lighter kick, opens, and... it stays open this time, so he's going in. And there is smoke coming out of the...
Does he hear any sirens or anything
the basement,
coming yet?
Not yet, no. The basement stairs are right there. The side door, Cape Cod-type house basement stairs right down. And he sees smoke coming out, and he's taking a deep breath. But he's noticing the smoke doesn't have a bite to it.
So it's not like an acrid burning kind of smoke.
Right, because like when a campfire blows in your face,
My eyes water and I cough.
And that's nothing. I mean, usually a house fire gets a little more intense now. It's smoky, but no bite to it. So he starts yelling, anybody here, anybody here? He's going to, make his way into the bedroom, and he hears some groaning in the basement.
Groaning?
Yes.
Help us groaning?
And Elson through the mist.
Or is it more like,
No, it's the first one. It's the first one.
All right.
So it's like, somebody down there? And somebody, through the misty... fog, whatever it is now, he sees somebody start coming up the stairs.
And off in the distance, I saw...
It's a woman.
A woman.
It's a woman. Her face is covered in blood.
Blood!
Kind of like in the movie...
It still hasn't hit this recruit.
Kind of like in the movie Carrie, when she got the bucket of blood dumped on her head.
Yes.
Oh, man!
Because her head's gashed wide open.
Wow!
It's a good thing I came by here.
She's
around Halloween.
Right.
With a bloody woman, smoke coming out.
What had happened was, she gets up. First she starts freaking out because this bloody woman's walking up in like a bloody gown and kind of like, uh-oh. And now the sirens are coming. Now you can hear them in the distance, sirens. The lady's coming up. Well, apparently she had been practicing her haunted house, getting ready for her party that night. Hit the fogger, couldn't shut it off. So it was just dumping fog into the basement. And of course, it kept going up higher and higher and started blowing out the windows because she opened the windows. And that's what he had seen down the block.
Okay.
And when he kicked the door open, she was reaching for the door to open it. Hit her in the head. The door swung open because she's bending down. Wham!
Oh.
Right in the front of
so
the head.
So that wasn't part of the
haunted house.
No.
Okay.
That's a bloody-headed woman the was
head,
just part
and
of
you know
the
your head.
Head
bleeds.
Yeah.
The door slams shut. She goes down, and, you know, she got her head, kicks it to dead, knocks her down the stairs. That's when the door closed the second time. Then he kicks it again, and it stayed open. Now he realizes this isn't real smoke. Something's going on here.
What?
Yeah, and that's
is he gonna be okay?
Well, it was a head wound. Yeah. It was a head wound. She had to go to the hospital. Yeah. Get some stitches.
Did she hurt herself falling down the stairs? Yeah. At all, Fireman Jim?
That probably added to the wound, I'm sure. But the bloody face, and of course, who shows up? The fire department full assignment, and he's kind of like, "Oh, hey," and then he says, "I'm a fire recruit. Everything's under control," which he shouldn't have said because now they're like, "What's your name, son?"
Yeah.
And that's you know how your reputation gets started.
That probably made it worse telling him he was a fire recruit rather than just now, he's a citizen.
Whenever we see him, we're like, "Hey, his whole career that's going to follow him around."